AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
A long, full life is a gift. And John made his a gift to us all.
Bagpipes played in Columbus, Ohio at the memorial service at Ohio State for former astronaut and former Senator John Glenn. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden says it was courage, grace, and humility John Glenn displayed throughout his life that lifted him above the stars.
We are standing on John Glenn's shoulders as we pursue a human journey to Mars, a journey that would not be possible without his bravery and selfless dedication.
Vice President Joe Biden said John Glenn defined what it meant to be an American. Ice and snow caused dozens of car crashes in Iowa and Nebraska. At least one person died in Omaha. About 40 vehicles were involved in a crash on a snowy and icy covered road in New Mexico. No immediate reports of injuries there. People in Minnesota are bracing for the coldest wind chills they've seen in 2 years. Temperatures in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area are expected to drop to 20 below zero tonight. President-elect Donald Trump is wrapping up his thank you tour in Mobile, Alabama. A day after the Pentagon said China stole a Navy drone in the South China Sea, China says the underwater glider was seized to ensure the safe navigation of passing ships, but would be giving back the drone after determining it was an American device. The AP's Michael Rubin reports the drone was collecting unclassified scientific data.
China's military was in contact with the U.S. military to, quote, appropriately handling the incident. It offered no details on exactly what kind of discussions were underway, however.
Water use is resuming for parts of the city of Corpus Christi, Texas. A city official says there is no evidence yet of water contamination, but there were three reports of dirty water before people in Corpus Christi were told not to drink the city's water due to a chemical leak at an asphalt plant. This is AP Radio News. A college is looking to ease its housing squeeze by matching students and grandmas.
Here are two problems. A, elderly people with fixed incomes and spare rooms. B, a university in the same expensive neighborhood running out of dormitory space. A, meet B. New York University says it will try matching up students with local residents who have extra rooms near its Manhattan campus. It'll cost students much less than any other housing option, with nearly all the rent going to the apartment owner or leaseholder. It won't be for everyone. After all, isn't getting away from old people one of the things you go to college for? But a university official calls it a win-win for both college seniors and senior seniors. Warren Levinson, New York.
On his first day of his Hawaii vacation, President Obama is playing golf with three aides and a longtime friend. The presidential fivesome is enjoying temperatures in the 70s outside Marine Corps Base Hawaii on the island of Oahu. That is where the president was born. And his longtime friend and classmate Bobby Titcomb, Joe Paulson, and principal aide Michael Brush are playing. Ed Donahue, AP Radio.